Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another week of Making Aid Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. You're listening to us live on MakingAid.com. Want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We got a pretty good show in store for you today, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to wing it. We want to make this show about you. We want you guys to kind of throw us some ideas, some topics to talk about. You know, this is a talk show for you guys to get involved and really get involved with rodeo. So 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. I want to thank our sponsors tonight to start things off. B-Bar B Bucking Bulls, as well as Winding Trails Ranch. They've done a lot for us. We'd certainly want to thank them. As a matter of fact, they've helped us get back on the ranch in a good way. And let me tell you, you know, it is nice to be back out in the middle of nowhere, sitting in the country, listening to the crickets chirping and the wild animals out there, going out there in the pastures. It's good times out here. We're excited about being back on the ranch, really. So, rodeo fans, we got a lot in store for you tonight. We're going to talk some PBR action. They've got a lot of things that have been coming down the wire. We've got some CBR action. We'll talk a little bit about those guys, PRCA, and we'll talk about any other rodeos that you have coming up in your neck of the woods. Give us a call. Let us know what's happening in your area. 646-915-9940. That's our call-in number. We want to hear from you, rodeo fans. Y'all sit tight. Relax. You're listening to MakingAid.com, and we are back on the ranch.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingAid.com.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
Hang on.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com, and we are back on the ranch. Talking rodeo with you, here to take your call, 646-915-9940. Now, I'm going to start things off just a little bit. We got some big news in the PBR this week. Not sure if you rodeo fans have heard about it. If you haven't checked out their website, PBRnow.com, they have advertised earlier this week that Randy Bernard is actually leaving. He's stepping down as CEO, and he's going to be moving on to the IRL, the Indy Racing League. So, first off, I want to wish him the best of luck out there. Second off, what do you think that's going to do for the PBR? You know, I've got my own personal opinions. I'm not going to let on. Definitely want to hear from you on it, though. The other thing that really raised the question to me is I actually heard about this last week on IRL. They were broadcasting or reporting that, you know, that Randy Bernard was going to be coming over. Why did it take so long for the PBR to get the word out? Just a matter of uncircumstance, or they wanted to get their ducks in a row before they did. I don't know, you know, but we want your opinions on it. Tell me what you think about it. 646-915-9940. Let us know what you think about the PBR, what it's going to do for the PBR. Is it going to make things better? Is it going to give an opportunity for somebody else to come in with some new ideas? Is it going to make it a better show? Is it going to go back to the older style of rodeo and kind of bring back the heritage of rodeo? I don't know. You know, they don't have – I don't believe they've appointed a permanent CEO as of yet. I know they do have a fill-in, somebody who's worked under Randy Bernard for some time. So, you know, tell me what you think about it. We want your opinions. We want your questions or comments about it. 646-915-9940. That's the call-in number. Just so you fans know, we're going to do a little recap. If you haven't had the opportunity to go back and listen to the Ross Hill Hour, we had our debut show on Sunday night. Turned out to be a pretty good show. We had one of the bullfighters that we met out in Las Vegas at the Thunder Echo Games in Wacy Munsell. Great guy to talk with. He was on the show, and shoot, you know, hopefully before too long we'll be able to get Ross rolling on this whole deal, and y'all won't have to hear me so much. That's kind of the idea behind it. You know, we really want to try to get away from myself being on the radio so much. We want to give you an opportunity to hear somebody else out there. So, you know, if you haven't had the opportunity, slide on down. Listen, you know, you can find it on making8.com on our homepage right now. It is our feature show of the week, but you can also find it on the Ross Hill channel. So slide on over there, check that out. You don't want to miss that. Now, he did have a guy on there, and this guy took me by storm. I mean, this guy blew me away. Matt Thompson, he calls him Matt the Cat. This guy can sing. He writes his own music. And he gave us a list of songs that he had for us, and we broadcasted them on the Ross Hill Hour. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to continue to play those because I'm going to tell you, rodeo fans, these are some great tunes. They are out of the gate, just some good rodeo music to listen to. The guy definitely got some vocal cords on him. He knows how to sing. So we're going to go back here when we take our next break, and we're going to play you some of the Matt Thompson songs from Alabama. So hopefully y'all will be able to enjoy that. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of action going on right now in the professional bull riders. They just had their Tampa event. Now, I got to tell you, rodeo fans, I'm a little disappointed myself in the way that their live broadcast, their live event center, had kind of unfolded. Of course, the event was broadcasted, quote-unquote, live on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now, I know it was an earlier rodeo. It was right here in Tampa, and it was a little bit earlier, but the results were posted before the show actually went live. Now, I had flipped over to see what was going on PBRnow.com. Happened to click over to see the live event things, and I already saw the results posted. It was kind of disappointed for me. Before the event was televised on Versus, I was able to find out the results. And you know, whether there was a delay there because the show was recorded earlier and then re-aired, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, I mean, to take their event center and post it live and then have to turn around and watch it after you already knew what the results were going to be was kind of disappointing to me, you know. And maybe PBR can kind of get tabs on that. Maybe they can get a handle on that. And there won't be too many of those. But just for somebody myself, you know, who knew the event was going on, knew that there was going to be a live, you know, to be able to watch it on Versus, but then to turn around and see what the results were going to be, kind of spoiled it. It's like, you know, finding the score of a football game before you have a chance to go back and watch it. So it's just one of those deals, you know. But if you guys have questions or comments about it, we definitely want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're going to slide on down. I think we're going to take another short break, Rodeo fans. See if we can't get some of you callers out there to jump on the horn and give us a ring. In the meantime, we're going to kick things off with a little bit of Matt Thompson out there in Break Me In. So, Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I drink beer, she drinks wine. I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. Breaking me in. I like bars, she hates crowds. She's shy, but I am loud. I say wait, but she says now. She's breaking me in. I used to be as wild as a bucking bronc. Got a jug of peach moonshine.
going fishing later tonight. Just me and my woman, yeah, in the pale moonlight. And we won't care when we get there and the fish don't bite. Cause we'll make love out there on that cool riverbank. Yeah, we'll make love and listen to those willows serenade. Yeah, we'll make love, we'll make love the southern way. Well, we pulled up and picked out a spot. I caught five and I caught two. Yeah, then she looked at me with those big brown eyes and I knew what she wanted to do. We made love out there on that cool riverbank. Yeah, we made love and listened to those willows serenade. Yeah, we made love, we made love the southern way. Well, it's time to go, and the sun came up. We threw the fishing poles in the back of my truck. She climbed inside and cuddled up to me. Well, then she looked me in the eyes and said, one more time, boy, before we leave. And we made love out there on that cool riverbank. Yeah, we made love.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com, and we are back on the ranch tonight. Here to take your calls and talk some rodeo, 646-915-9940. We got those phone lines open. We want to hear from you, want to find out what's going on with you in your neck of the woods. We also have been talking about some of the PBR stuff happening. Of course, we just found out this week, we got reports that Randy Bernard is stepping down as CEO. He's going to be moving over to the IRL. Definitely want to wish him luck. But, you know, we got a lot of things that could be questions, you know, whether or not they're good, they're bad, they're indifferent, you know. We want to hear your opinions on these things that are going on within the ranks of rodeo. So we can get back and let some of the associations know what we can do to make rodeo better for you, the fans. So that's kind of what this deal is all about. You know, if you're an athlete and you want to see something improve, give us a call. We'll be happy to take your call and take your input, you know. Just remember, they are opinions. You know, we can't make people change their ways, but we can certainly let them know that fans out there are wanting things different. You know, my big question on that is the PRCA. You know, to start things off, their website is very confusing to follow along and get results from for a guy like myself. And maybe I've just been hit in the head once too many times by bulls or something. But, you know, when I click over to the PRCA website, I kind of get a lot of jumbled stuff mixed around there. And have a hard time kind of following where to go to find out results on the, you know, the Southeastern circuit or the, you know, Midwest circuit, things like that. But, you know, so there's some things that they could do to clean it up. We'd also like to see more, you know, more events televised. And I know that that's in the works. You know, we really keep our fingers crossed that things go well with that, because I'll tell you what, I would really like to be able to sit back and watch some good PRCA full rodeos going on. Even if there was something that was re-aired, you know, it's still really nice to sit back and follow along. And, you know, that's what makes it so interesting, you know. It's what makes the sport. But, you know, we have to demand it. We have to be able to dedicate ourselves to it. That's what we're going to do, is watch it, you know, because that's what gets the sponsorships. You know, that's what gets the ratings and gets them put on the air. So, you know, we got to do our part. I think everybody has to play along in that. But, yeah, if you have questions or comments about what you think PRCA could do to maybe step things up and, you know, make things a little bit more popular, we'd certainly love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Still looking to take our first caller for the night. You know, I'll tell you what, we don't want to make it a whole hour, hour and a half with nobody on. So we want to keep, you know, we want to get things rolling here. I know y'all don't want to sit back and hear me for the whole hour and a half. So if we don't hear from you, we're just going to play some country tunes and get back in the rodeo gear. Want to let y'all know that, you know, Macon 8's going to be out. We're going to be doing our announcing deal. We got a youth rodeo we're going to be doing on Saturday. Really looking forward to that. Know that Rob Smet's going to be back down here in Florida in Port Charlotte, working for the Southern States Bull Riding. So we want to wish him well and wish him the best of luck down here this weekend. You know, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of rodeos to be seen. You know, the PBR is going to be up in North Carolina this weekend. And, you know, I know they're going to be having a rocking good time up there. They just left Tampa. And, you know, like I said, we want your questions or comments about it. Just looking over the draw list, thought it was a pretty good one. Of course, Wiley Peterson, you know, getting the job done down there was really nice to see. You know, Cody Lostro, though, is battling his elbow injury once again. Raises a lot of eyebrows as to whether or not he's going to be able to make it the full season. And, of course, we got him and we got J.B. Mooney dealing with his injury, you know. Yeah, a lot of things going on there. You know, what do you think that's going to do for the championship? You know, is that going to be enough, or is it going to be a guy coming out of the woodwork, a guy like Wiley or one of these other young guys? You know, are they going to come out and, you know, really be able to compete and get some good points to be in contention for that national championship, you know, there at the finals? So, anyhow, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We're going to slide on down, play a little bit more Matt Thompson for you. Hopefully y'all are enjoying it as much as we are down here back on the ranch on MaconAid.com.
Heading down the road, just an old gravel road way back home. To Shady Grove, just a little shady spot we hang out on. Singing songs, playing guitar until the sun was gone. Yeah, when we were young, boy, we were young. Out on the water, skipping stones across the top. Bet mine went farther. You know I didn't even see it stop. And I believe that summer was the hottest one we ever got. When we were young, yeah, when we were. on her granddaddy's farm. Nothing really lasts that long. We were young. Yeah, we were young. Oh, we were young. Yeah, we were.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
By the dashboard light, and it takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. High-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we're back on the ranch live on Makin8.com.
Hey, this is Matt Chris off from Georgia. You're listening to Makin8.com.
Well, that one just jumped in there, but yeah, we're sitting back here on the ranch, rodeo fans, talking some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We want to hear from you, but we're going to sit back, try to figure out what's going on here with this whole PBR stuff, man. I was kind of blown away. You know, I'd really like to talk about it and try to get some input, you know, or try to get your opinions on it. You know, we definitely want to hear from you and hear what you think about the whole deal. You know, does this give an opportunity for the CBR, or maybe the PRCA Extreme Bulls, to step in there and really give some competition to the PBR now? I don't know. You know, I mean, it raises a lot of questions about it. You know, there's always going to be people that get a little skeptical about things like that. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty common, but I got to tell you, I think that the PBR are really lining things up pretty well. You know, they've got this big, huge deal going on in Texas here coming up with this, you know, this matchup between the, you know, the Bulls and the, you know, the riders, you know, this bracket or this competition they've got going on there in Arlington, Texas. So ought to be a really interesting deal. I'd like to see that matchup. I can't wait for it. You know, but it does raise a lot of questions. You know, they started off their touring pro this year, trying to combine the Challenger and Enterprise tours. But the CBR has their New Horizons tour that just kicked off, you know. So, you know, and then, of course, PRCA has the Extreme Bulls. So this is a good opportunity, you know. I think it may evenly match these events. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I'd love to see a competition going on between the three, maybe where they find out which one's got the better bulls, the better, you know, riders. Now I will tell you, though, the Bulls get hauled to PRCA events, they get hauled to CBR events, and they get hauled to PBR events. So, you know, I mean, as far as the Bulls, it's going to be kind of tough to match those up evenly or actually have one stand out above the rest. But I can tell you that the riders, you know, most of the riders that are up in the rankings, you know, be dedicated to those particular associations. So I would certainly like to see what happens with that. You know, it would definitely be really interesting. So 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If we don't hear from you in the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to wind things out here for the night. Want to remind y'all that, you know, we will be back on the ranch next Tuesday. Y'all have an opportunity to step in there and give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide down, take another short break. When we get back, we'll come back and talk some more rodeo with you, the fans. Y'all stay tuned to Makin8.com.
Where the dance floor is crowded and the music is hot. jive, talking fast, walking straight, shooting boots, looking bull, riding son of a gun.
look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could sure use your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long.
This is just a thought. Get ready, because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on Makin8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Makin8.com. We are back on the ranch. About ready to wind things down, rodeo fans. I've just about run out of things to say. 646-915-9940. If you want to get one of those last-minute calls in there, we'll be happy to hear from you. Talk some rodeo with you here for the last few minutes. If not, we're going to wind things down. You've been listening to Matt Thompson on there, some of his music. Hope to get a few more songs that he's written up there. Tell you what, the guy can sing. I'll tell you, I like to enjoy it. You know, I done made me a copy of it, Gonna travel down those rodeo roads, listening to a little bit of Matt Thompson from Alabama. But actually, it looks like we got a caller on the line. See if we can't jump over and say hey to him. Make an eight.
Hey, Scott. It's Carl. How's it going, buddy?
Good, Carl. How are you doing, man?
Oh, just right. Hey, I wanted to chime in on the PRCA deal. I really don't think that the PRCA Extreme Bulls or the CBR is going to be able to compete no matter what. PBR has pretty much got a lock on that deal.
Well, you know, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, one of the big things was Randy Bernard, you know, and playing a huge role in that. You know, from a business standpoint, you know, looking at what he's done and the amount of work that he's put into the PBR, with him leaving, you know, I don't know if he's taken any of his, you know, of his guys that have worked for him or supported him. But I got to tell you, man, it does raise some questions. And, you know, I hope that's not the case. You know, I mean, the PBR has really done a lot for the sport of rodeo. You know, I love that how they've made the payout so much bigger. But the CBR is actually kind of trailing them on a big way right now. I mean, they've got some pretty big payout rodeos going on this year. And, you know, who knows, man? You know, the competition is good, and I think it'll strive to make the PBR a little bit better. What do you think?
I agree. I think the CBR has a better chance for sure. I don't think the Extreme Bulls will be able to do it because the Bulls are not the same caliber. You know, the riders, as much as I love them to death, I know a bunch of the guys on the tour, they're not, you know, I saw a deal on Facebook a while ago of a guy that posted a deal saying he wanted to see a PRCA, PBR, CBR write-off. All the Bulls, mix all the riders, and I just have a feeling that if you throw JB and Cody, you know, without their injuries, of course, but you throw all the guys in there healthy, I'm thinking it's going to be a slaughter. The CBR, I think what I would kind of like to see is the PBR try and mend some fences and get tough back on the right page. You know, they kind of screwed him over. And, you know, if they could get him back on the same page and maybe do some co-event type deals, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I think that matchup still might be pretty good to see. I would love to watch the CBR and the PBR kind of go at it. I've seen some of the caliber of bulls that have been traveled to a lot of these CBR events, and it seems to me that they're a lot more stricter. Now, I'll be honest with you, some of the bulls that they had at the PBR have been bucked quite a bit down here in the state of Florida. I've seen those bulls out there, and to be honest with you, I don't care to see them in the short round. I think a lot of the bulls that the PBR uses in the short round are in the I think a lot of the bulls that the CBR uses in their short round are in their long round are short round bulls in the PBR. Does that make any sense, or did I confuse you there?
that makes a lot of sense. Where if they would, you know, tweak the system a little bit and make sure that the strongest, best bulls turn out in the short go, and you know have. You know, still pretty strong, good bulls or whatever, but have them in the long rounds, I think that'd probably be the best. That's the way it's supposed to work out anyway. And, you know, I'm probably going to get shot in the foot by all of my buddies. My phone will probably blow up in a second here. But I think the draft is a total crock.
Really?
I've been around this sport a long time, and I believe in putting the chips in a hat and picking what you get.
You know, I would agree with you there in a sense, but then in another sense, I think that it kind of gives you the opportunity you want to ride better, and I think that's what the PBR is trying to get at, is that, you know, knowing that your second round is going to be in the draft and you're going to have to draft your bull, you want to ride high, you want to mark high, you know, it's going to give these guys another avenue to look at when it comes to whether or not they're going to take a re-ride. Or just take a 68 or 69 point, you know, score, because they know they've got that draft to look forward to. So you know, in one sense, I definitely agree with you, Carl. But in another sense, I really think that it does motivate the riders to ride a little bit better, to strive to be the best. And if they get bucked off, then they go by their times, you know, to follow in. But, of course, with the caliber of bulls that they've been riding, you know, a lot of these guys are getting either re-ride opportunities or they're covering their bulls because I think that they're a lot easier to ride than, I say, some of the bulls that may be in the CBR or some of the bulls that you may see even at these smaller rodeos. I'll tell you right now, watching the Tampa event this past week, I saw, you know, four of the bulls that were there on Friday and three of them on Saturday. I've seen it rodeo events all around Florida down here. These bulls are decent bulls, but I don't think they're PBR quality bulls. I don't think they should have been even in the long rounds. And I know firsthand, I mean, I've got a guy that lives about 15 miles down the road from me, and yeah, you know, maybe I'm being a little bit of biased because he's my sponsor, but I will tell you this, that if I had my choice from bulls that are right here within an hour reach of Tampa, I would not have chosen those three bulls in particular. I think I would have tried to go on with two other stock contractors that I know of, one being my sponsor, B-Bar B Bucking Bulls, and the other one maybe being Peace River Rodeo. Both of those guys have some great caliber of bulls. They're within an hour's reach of Tampa, and I think that if anything, those guys should have been up there bringing some of their bulls to the PBR to allow those, you know, those bulls to buck in the big times. And I think the riders would have had just as – I think they would have had their hands full.
Yeah. See, what I think they ought to do, and, you know, like you stated at the beginning, these are all just opinions and we're not going to change anything. But what I think they ought to do is, you know, have the PBR and the CBR and the PRCA contract with, you know, say Chad Berger. He'll be contracted with the PBR. Say, you know, Cotton Rosser, he'll be contracted with the PRCA, you know. That way, if you have, you know, the PBR only does, what, 35 of the Built for Tough series. If, you know, have the stock contractor take his bulls all over. That's 35 rodeos. It's not that difficult. But,
I don't
know,
though, man. That's a lot of traveling. And then, you know, you're really cutting out the opportunity. I mean, you got to figure, you've got how many bulls that have to be bucked, plus your re-ride bulls, plus your short round bulls that have to be bucked for a full weekend. You know, that's a lot of bulls to be hauling out to a particular rodeo. You know, and I don't think they should. I think that, you know, the stock contractors should have a fair opportunity, man, because they need to make money at hauling these bulls around. And see, the PBR is not going to be able to pay Chad Berger enough to haul his bulls all over the U.S. at every event.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they have to go with these local stock contractors. You know, when they're out in California, who are they going to use? They're going to use Rosser and Flying U. You know, know that he's going to have at least a number of bulls there. You know, same way when they come down here to Tampa, when they're up in, you know, when they're out in Texas, they're going to use Roy Carter. They're going to use several other ones. You know, that's what it's about, man. They got to split it up.
Well, and then, you know, come to think of it also, you know, then the guys really, you know, it goes back to the old style where you got to talk to somebody behind the chute because you don't know what, you know, say you got Barbie down there sending bulls out there. Those guys aren't going to know what's, you know, what this bull does and be prepared for it. You know, like if the hard thing I would think is, you know, getting the ones that nobody really, that, you know, not a lot of the people in the PBR know. The problem is the fans, they follow the bulls as much as they follow the riders. So the fans want to see chicken on a chain. They, you know, they want to see all of them.
Okay.
But
I would agree. But that you, when you're looking at bulls that they follow, they're not going to follow the same bulls. You can't buck those bulls every weekend, week in and week out, plus traveling all over the U.S. You know,
well,
you
and then
can't,
nobody
you
would
can't
follow
haul,
because they wouldn't be as good.
Right. They would get worn down so much faster, you know, the bulls wouldn't be worth anything anyways, you know. So at that point, you're looking at, you know, just one of those deals where, you know, I mean, I think it's good for a cowboy to show up at a rodeo and not know, you know, what bull he's got or what that bull does, you know. I know that, you know, you talk with guys like Ty Harris, you know, Ty Murray that's been around for, you know, a number of years. six world champions, and, you know, what does he do? He says it doesn't matter to me. I prefer not knowing, you know?
Exactly.
Because I'm going to ride that bull jump for jump, and that's exactly what every one of these cowboys need to do, because bulls are smart, and the more they buck, the smarter they are. You know, they'll feel you on their back, and they know. So they'll change directions on you if they feel you get a little off to one side, you know? Just one of the deals, man. I like it. But, you know, Carl, I don't want to hold you up, man. I certainly appreciate you calling in and giving us your input on it. I think it's a really good idea, you know, the whole matchup between the CBR. And like I said, you know, who knows what this deal with Randy Bernard leaving is going to do for the PBR. May make things better. It may allow guys like, you know, the Tough Hedeman to maybe mend some fences there with some of the guys within the PBR ranks. It's
exactly.
Hard to say, you know. I know that Randy's actually going to still be involved, but I don't know how much, you know. And only time will tell.
Well,
they always have to sit back and check it out.
I saw somewhere that he's going to be on the board of directors still.
Yes.
That'll make it hard for Tough to get back into it.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest with you, I don't know if it was Randy Bernard that caused Tough Hedeman to step away. You know, and I don't know if anybody does, really, except for the guys that were there, you know. But,
yeah.
Hey, you know, only time will tell, man. We'll sit back and we'll watch it on Versus. We'll watch it unfold, you know.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to get back to work, and I'll give you a shout about that other stuff we sent a message about.
All right, Carl. That sounds good, buddy. We'll holler at you later, man. Be good.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye.
All right, rodeo fans. Well, you know, that kind of gives us a lot to think about there as to what, you know, what they're going to do. And, you know, like, you know, what Carl was saying, and he brings up some good points with that. You know, I certainly disagree with the draft. I think that in a lot of ways that draft does help those riders perform better. It gives them a little bit more drive. But, hey, I'm just one guy, you know, with one opinion. So, rodeo fans, I guess we're going to break things out if we don't get any more callers on the line. 646-915-9940. We're going to step aside, play another short rodeo break. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to MeganAid.com. We are back on the ranch.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike hid out behind chute number one? Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo ground. The cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all. The bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bone. The tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all. The bulls and the Bronx knew I was bald. Took me on, broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melt.
melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Yeah, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch tonight. We're going to wind things down here. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Want to remind you that we will be back on the ranch next Tuesday. That's going to be Tuesday, not Wednesday, but Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be able to kick back and watch some of the PBR this weekend, find out who's doing what, where they're going, and what's going on. So, rodeo fans, y'all take some notes. Get ready to call in next week. That's going to be next Tuesday, 8 p.m. We're going to work with Ross Hill, get the Ross Hill Hour back online here pretty quick. If y'all have ideas or topics y'all want to talk about, you can email them to myself. My number's posted up there. Or you can get a hold of Ross Hill on his Facebook. We've got him on our Facebook as well as our MySpace. So jump on over, get in contact with Ross Hill. Tell them what you think or what kind of ideas you may have. We definitely want to hear from you. Rodeo fans, been a great night tonight. Want to thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, make sure you check out the rodeos going on this weekend in your area. Get ready to talk some rodeo with us next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, rodeo fans, happy trails. We'll see you then.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry. Of your heart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.